This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The film Coming Up for Air delves into questions of families and mental illness. It was shot in Michigan and is scheduled for release in 2019. Scenes from the movie will be shown on Wednesday, October 10th, at an event at Western Michigan University, sponsored by Kalamazoo Community Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services and Ask Family Services. Roger Rappaport is the producer of Coming Up for Air. He joins us by phone. And Tina Robbins is executive director of Ask Family Services. She's in studio. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Roger, I'll start with you. How did Coming Up for Air get made?
This is my third feature film. And interestingly, the lead actor in our first film, Water Walk, was from Portage. The lead actor in our second film, Pilot Air, was also from Portage. And two of the lead actors in this film are from the Kalamazoo area. So we have a very close relationship with the Kalamazoo acting community. We also have two students from Western who are in this film. And the answer to your question is, our editor of this film, who works in Hollywood, is the only person I've ever met in Hollywood who's never had a script idea in his life, and he works on a lot of feature films at the studio level. And he came up with this idea of the impact of mental health on families, and basically what would happen to a single mom who had a son away at college, who was a nationally ranked diver and Italian scholar, who suddenly had difficulty balancing school and his athletic career. And the answer to that question was, what would you do as a parent if you began to get rumblings that your son was beginning to have mental health challenges, especially considering the fact that he'd never had any mental health needs in his life?
And the sport in question here is diving. Is there a reason in particular that diving is the sport? Was it just kind of what you arrived at, or was there some sort of backstory there?
We had previously been working on another diving film, another idea for a diving film, and we were so intrigued by the sport and the athletes involved, because it is an exceptionally difficult sport. They call it the sport of broken gymnasts after you can no longer work in gymnastics because of injuries or whatever. A lot of people migrate to diving. It's a very challenging sport and very visual, and there are very, very few movies that have ever looked at this sport.
Tina Robbins, do those problems that Roger's talking about there sound familiar, the sort of things that you do hear about at Ask Family Services?
Absolutely. You know, as a parent of a child with special needs, so many things pop up, and we want to do our best to support our youth and our community as a whole. And when families find themselves in situations where they're unsure of what to do next, we offer an opportunity for them to get some feedback and perspectives and resources from people who have been through that themselves. Because we are a staff of people who have lived these kinds of, you know, experiences and challenges.
Do you think that having mental illness and a family struggles depicted in some form of entertainment or popular culture is helpful? I mean, is it something that maybe reaches people in a way that a public service campaign otherwise might have trouble getting across?
Yes, I do. Because I think people watch movies. It's part of our culture. It's a big part of our culture. And I think those are the kinds of opportunities where people can really get a better understanding of what it's about and understand what resources might be available to help and be able to have some empathy toward families who have experienced, you know, similar things and realize it's a real issue in our society that needs to be addressed and not be brushed under the rug.
Roger, did you want to tackle a subject in this film which might otherwise be seen as somewhat taboo?
Well, the interesting fact about this film is we focus on the caregiver side of the story. So most of the movie is told from the mom's point of view, and for much of the film, she's in the dark. She's getting a lot of friends and family telling her, oh, your son's fine, you know, these are just normal growing pains, but she's not so sure. And that's why she reaches out to experts, similar to Ask Family Services and Community Mental Health, who, of course, are co-sponsoring this event, and trying to figure out, is there help that he can get? And the answer is yes, but, of course, he's in denial, and that's frequently the problem that these agencies deal with. When we began researching the film, we talked to our community mental health group here in West Michigan and called Health West, and they told us at intake that the typical person who comes to ask for services has waited up to 10 years before showing up. And that's just too long a lead time.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about trying to do the research to ensure some realism in this film and to handle mental illness in the right way. Did you find that the people that you talked to kind of guided you in a way that helped you make this movie?
Yes, we worked very closely with mental health organizations, in the communities on college campuses. We also talked to a lot of experts in sports psychology, so we had mental health consultants, of course. But we also talked to a lot of parents and students themselves. And interestingly, the takeaway across the board is those who do decide to get help, in most cases, get better. Am I right about that?
You are absolutely right about that.
And that's the hopeful message of our film. And as a parent myself, I can speak to that. The quality of care has never been better. And yet, the need for services has never been higher. But in your community, in Kalamazoo, the quality of care is astoundingly good. And yet, a lot of people don't even know where to go, who to call, where to ask for help, and so on. So part of the purpose of these events is to let caregivers know, and in one way or another, we're all caregivers, how they can get help right away. And in fact, we recently had an event in Grand Haven, and people who came were hooking up with support services from the community on the spot, which was very heartening to me.
Tina, Roger's raised an interesting point there that I guess we'll explore more in the film, but that question of knowing what is true mental illness, what may be just sort of going through a funk and sort of, especially for a young person, growing up and having to sort through things, can experts be a help there and can help parents recognize the difference between something which is normal, maybe somewhat objectionable behavior, and truly something that they should be concerned about?
Yes. There's a lot of assessments out there and tools that help people determine where a need is really prevalent and intervention is required immediately. One of the big things that has been in the media a lot over the last month in September was Suicide Awareness Month. And what does that look like? What does a real suicide risk look like? And there's a lot of resources in our community to help people, get the services they need and determine, what needs to be done next to ensure the safety of the individual that we're speaking about. But I also think it's really important to talk about the stigma, because there's so much stigma that's associated with having a mental illness that people are often, not interested in going into those services and getting the supports that they need and getting, therapy and peer services and counseling and having a case manager. All of those things sometimes tell people feel like in their mind that there's something wrong with them because they have a mental illness. But I'm here to tell you that having a mental illness does not make you damaged or bad or something's wrong with you. It's very common in our society, and we need to let people know that it's okay to reach out and get the help that they need.
How common is it? Roger mentioned that there's a fair amount of treatment out there, but we also know that there's greater demand. What do you see at Ask Family Services that tells you that this is affecting a lot of families?
Well, one of the things we see is a lot of diversity in the people that we serve. It affects everyone. It doesn't just affect people that are living in poverty. It doesn't affect people that are wealthy. It affects everyone across the entire gamut. And I think for certain cultures and certain groups, there's more stigma associated with it. And for that reason, those individuals that are higher risk because they're not willing, or they're too scared to access the services that can help improve their lives and help them learn how to recover from the challenges that they're facing.
One of the great ironies that we address in this film is that the mental health care has never been better in this country, yet the suicide rate has been creeping up. And that's an interesting contradiction. So how could that be? And we look at that head on. And part of it is denial. People don't think anything's wrong with them, even though 1 in 4 of us is going to have a mental health challenge in their lifetime that will require some form of treatment. But more to the point, and this is what our lead actor and my co-screenwriter, Deborah Staples, and I dealt with in writing the script, we wanted to tell a story not about somebody who had a long-term mental illness, but somebody who had no history of it and had been very successful and very well for his entire life, and that's the challenge that a lot of us face. You know, Deborah's closest friend is a psychologist, and she said, well, when do you start to worry? When they have suicidal thoughts? And the psychologist said, absolutely not. Lots of kids have suicidal thoughts. That's not uncommon. It's not necessarily worrisome. So she said, well, when do you start to worry? And it's when they have a plan.
Yeah. There are specific things that you want to look for when you're assessing for suicide risk, and a plan is a big part of that. And there are the means to actually commit the plan, how lethal the plan is. There's a lot of criteria that needs to be looked at when you're assessing someone for the risk of harming themselves. But I do believe that when somebody's willing and reaching out and expressing some concerns about harming themselves, that we need to take those. But we need to take those communications that they're sharing with us and really look at that much deeper to ensure that they are safe and that we can provide them with some help to kind of figure out how to get through what their challenges are.
Roger, you mentioned before the idea of denial, that someone experiencing mental illness thinks they're okay, especially if, you know, as in the character in your movie, they haven't experienced it before. Extending out from that, then there's family members as well. And I'm wondering if maybe part of your film has a message for family members about the fact that if you see something wrong, you do want to act and you don't want to wait too long to try and intervene.
Yes. And family members who do that, who go to community agencies or to you know, private psychologists or medical centers, wherever they go, inevitably are given a range of options. And that's what Tina's talking about. You don't have to make that tough call yourself, because there's plenty of expertise in the field, right, Tina?
Yes.
They can help you do an assessment. And that's where she's starting. The problem in our story is he disappears. He drops out of school, quits diving, and disappears. Now she's really in trouble because she can't reach him, and she can only assume, based on limited information, what's going on with him, and she has to find him, and that's part of the struggle that she has to deal with. Now, as a single mom and an artist, she's a ceramic artist in this film, because she's 200 miles away from where he's living, and she's earning a living, it becomes even more complicated, and these are what I call life issues. So by focusing on the caregiver side of the story, what we're trying to say is all of us at some point in our lives are going to be in this situation one way or another. Would that be a fair way to summarize it, Tina, that we're all going to be caregivers at some point, whether we want to or not?
At some capacity, I would agree with that.
So in her situation, he's no longer under her roof, and in fact, the college doesn't have to tell him anything that he's been seeking treatment, what he's being treated for, and so on, because of privacy regulations. So that's another hurdle she has to get over, because he doesn't want to sign a privacy release, a HIPAA release. So that makes it even more complicated.
I feel like that is one of the most relevant issues that we're talking about in regards to this film. When youth turn 18, they're adults, and they have to give consent for their parents to participate in their treatment. And sometimes youth don't want to do that. They're adults, and they want to be adults, and you know, they want to make their own decisions, and it makes it really difficult on the family who love and want to support their children and feel helpless. That's a horrible feeling, to feel helpless and unable to help your family.
So one of the tip-offs in the movie that things might not be going in the right direction are when he comes home, and she says, look, I can get you some help if you want. And he says, oh, no, I'm fine. Everybody, you know, goes through a little bit of stuff. And she says, I'm really worried. I don't think you're getting any sleep. And diving without sleep is not very safe, and because it's a very, very difficult sport. And he concedes that he's not getting hardly any sleep at all. And that's another trigger. That's another tip-off, because sleep deprivation can definitely lead to mental health issues in the same way that alcohol can contribute. Right, Tina?
Yes, very true.
So you plan to show scenes from this movie at the event on Wednesday, October 10th. Do you have a date yet when people would be able to see the full feature-length film?
We're anticipating the film will be out next spring, and obviously we'll be back in Kalamazoo with the completed film. And, of course, we'll have stars from the film will be there, including Kate Thompson, who's a Western Michigan professor in the theater department, and also an actress who performs on stage at Farmer's Alley and other theaters in West Michigan. So we'll be back in the spring with the movie.
Look forward to it. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk again.
Great.
Roger Rappaport is the producer of the film Coming Up for Air. He joined us by phone. Tina Robbins is executive director of Ask Family Services. She has been with us in studio. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Scenes from Coming Up for Air will be shown on Wednesday, October 10th at Western Michigan University's Fetzer Center as part of an event on the impact of mental health on families. Links with more details about the movie and the event, including how to RSVP, can be found at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.